With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Sources close to the current bipartisan immigration deal being worked out in the Senate say it could be stuck as soon as the next week. Now, meanwhile, New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik says the Lone Star State is correct to defy the federal immigration laws.
Texas not only has the right to defend itself, but must take a stand for the sake of our country's sovereignty and future. I am proud to stand with Texas.
And Texas Republican Chip Roy says the Biden team's immigration policies are destroying America.
It is a purposeful effort to deluge our society and to undermine our way of life, to destroy Western civilization.
Texas Republican Roger Williams says migrants are a threat to Americans.
Millions of fighting age men and women are making their way into our communities and draining American resources, infecting all of you out in the audience.
Also at SRNNews.com, Democrats urging the Federal Reserve to lower interest rates to make housing more affordable. Here's Bob Agnew.
A group of Democrat senators has sent a letter to Fed Chairman Jerome Powell saying rates should be lowered due to the lack of affordable housing. It reads, quote, "As the Fed weighs its next steps in the new year, we urge you to consider the effects of your interest rate decisions on the housing market." The Fed issued a series of rate hikes in 2022 and 23 to tame inflation. It had reached a 40-year high after the president passed trillions of dollars in government spending related to the COVID-19 pandemic. Bob Agner reporting.
A court in Hong Kong has ordered China Evergrande, the world's most heavily indebted real estate developer, to be liquidated following a failed effort to restructure $300 billion owed to banks and bondholders that fueled fears about China's debt burden. This is SRN News. A conservative Methodist denomination looks to expand.
The Global Methodist Church, which was formed in response to the breakup of the United Methodist Church, is making plans to set up shop in the Southwest and along the West Coast. GMC spokesman Keith Boyette tells the Christian Post, quote, "Several of the local churches that will become members of the Western States Provisional District are new church plants. Others are ones that disaffiliated from the UMC. The GMC was formed in 2022. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Major elections will be held throughout Southeast Asia this year, and results likely to have an impact on religious freedom in the region. International Christian Concern points out that Indonesia, key presidential contenders in the race, are being backed by hardline Islamic groups. Persecution, meanwhile, of Christians still on the rise in Indonesia. This is SRN News. Amazon has called off its proposed acquisition of iRobot, the e-commerce giant blaming undue and disproportionate regulatory hurdles. Here's correspondent Charles de la Desma.
The companies say in a joint statement they entered into a mutual agreement to terminate their announced acquisition agreement and express disappointment. The deal was facing antitrust scrutiny on both sides of the Atlantic. The European Commission, the EU's executive arm and top antitrust enforcer, had informed Amazon last year of its preliminary view that the acquisition of the robot vacuum maker would be anti-competitive. Amazon announced in 2022 that it would buy iRobot, but the value of the deal fell 15% after iRobot incurred new debt. Amazon will pay the company a termination fee. Charles de la Desma, London.
More details at srnnews.com.